What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Cosmic Wonder. I'm Warren, and we have some really awesome and very interesting news about Doctor Strange 3, a movie that a lot of people are really, really excited for, and a movie that is going to be incredibly important going into Avengers Secret Wars. A lot of very important things are going to happen during this movie. A lot of important characters and groups are going to be introduced in this movie, and it looks like Doctor Strange might be kind of getting a new power set in this film as well, which of course makes sense because he's going to need an upgrade to go up against Kang the Conqueror, especially if Kang the Conqueror, the main villain for Secret Wars, is going to be a Beyonder variant. And it sounds like he might be getting an object in this movie that is going to help him be able to multiverse travel. And it looks like we might actually meet at least one member of the Vishanti in this movie as well. Some of you might know where we're going with this. The Eye of Agamotto and Agamotto himself, which is going to be really big. So we'll break down everything you need to know in this video. And if you're new and you love Marvel, be sure to subscribe to the channel so you don't miss out on any of the latest Marvel news. We're also giving away a PS5 and Xbox Series X to subscribers. More on that at the end. So this report is coming from the insider My Time to Shine Hello, who a few days ago on the 22nd of April posted a picture of Agamotto simply with the caption, Agamotto. Now, obviously, this sparked attention in the community, and some people replied asking if he was going to show up in Deadpool 3, in which My Time to Shine Hello stated, yeah, he's not going to be in Secret Wars or Deadpool 3, something else, in which the most obvious answer is Doctor Strange 3, especially because many people believe that in the end of Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness, the third eye that he received is actually the true eye of Agamotto. In case you didn't know, when they first introduced the Eye of Agamotto in Doctor Strange, the first one, they deviated a little bit from the comic lore when they put the time stone inside of it. That is not how it happened in the comics. In the comics, inside is an actual eye. In fact, there were three eyes of Agamotto discovered or created by Agamotto himself. You see, Agamotto was the very first Sorcerer Supreme of Earth and is the son of the elder goddess Ashtar. Agamotto learned a lot from Ashtar, and eventually she left. She left Earth. And essentially this was kind of a plan because she wanted Agamotto to follow her so he could learn. He learned magic this way and essentially created magic and the mystical arts on Earth this way. Now, eventually Ashtar met Hoggoth, an ancient alien pantheon, and they learned a lot from each other. And then when it was time for Ashtar to return to Earth, Hoggoth went with her. Then ultimately what would happen is the three of them, Agamotto, Ashtar, and Hoggoth, would become the Vishanti, the trio of godlike entities who counsel and help the current Sorcerer Supreme of Earth, and they help protect Earth. And since Earth is about to be in pretty big trouble due to an incursion, our specific Earth at least is what I'm speaking of right now, it would make sense that the three of them would show up, or at least one of them, Agamotto. But as I mentioned in the comics, the Eye of Agamotto was not the time stone. It was simply an eye with vast power, powers that Doctor Strange is definitely going to need. But how does this all tie into the actual plot of Doctor Strange 3? Well, of course, in the post-credit scene, we saw that Clea showed up. She said, hey, you caused an incursion, you're going to help fix it. And then she opened up a portal to the dark dimension, kind of just cut right into the reality there. And we know that she is part of a group called the Black Priests. Now, in the comics, Doctor Strange is actually the leader of the Black Priests, and they are a multiversal organization that seeks to stop worlds from being destroyed and universes from being destroyed. They essentially try to prevent the collapse of the multiverse. However, we've heard that in Doctor Strange 3, they're going to be a little bit different. In fact, they're going to believe Doctor Strange 3 is one of the main causes that the multiverse is being destroyed. However, based off of what we've been hearing, we're kind of getting the feeling that they might not be so good in Doctor Strange 3. But luckily, it does seem like Doctor Strange is going to have the actual Eye of Agamotto, not simply an Eye of Agamotto that is just the Time Stone that simply allows Doctor Strange to use the Time Stone. But now it's looking like in Doctor Strange 3, Doctor Strange is going to have the actual powers of Agamotto using the actual Eye of Agamotto, which does include time travel. We'll talk about all of its powers because a lot of them are really important, but one of the most important ones, I believe, for Doctor Strange and Doctor Strange 3 is going to essentially be the power to determine truth from lies. You see, the power of the Eye of Agamotto comes from Agamotto himself, and it shares everything that it sees with its wearer. In which this case for Doctor Strange 3 might not be worn around the neck of Doctor Strange, but like we said, might be simply the third eye that he has developed. But basically, in the comics, the Eye of Agamotto grants the wearer the ability to radiate radiate light to reveal truth, so they can see through all lies, disguises, and illusions. This is going to come in handy for Doctor Strange when he is dealing with a group like the Black Priests, who do believe that he is the villain, really, of the multiverse right now, and not just our specific Doctor Strange, but from what we've heard, they're going to really be playing off of what they talked about in Doctor Strange 2, Multiverse of Madness, where Reed Richards told him, before he turned into spaghetti, that the biggest threat to the multiverse they have discovered is in fact Doctor Strange. This is going to be picked up in Doctor Strange 3, with the Black Priests essentially saying the same thing, that Doctor Strange variants all across the multiverse have been causing incursions. And this may very well be the case, but we know that it's not the true cause of the destruction of the multiverse, we know that it's Kang. So the Eye of Agamotto is really going to help Doctor Strange kind of see through the Black Priests, and essentially he will learn what they know. And the Eye also amplifies the user's psychic abilities, which would further help Doctor Strange see into the minds of the Black Priests. Because obviously in this movie, Doctor Strange is going to learn about Kang. This is where incursions will start and the destruction of the multiverse is going to be very prominent, and of course they have to search for the villain behind everything, and this is where Agamotto himself could come into play. Since Earth is in jeopardy right now due to incursions and simply the entire multiverse being in jeopardy itself, this is probably the main reason Agamotto appears. Again, his responsibility is helping the Sorcerer Supreme protect Earth, which is most likely the reason that he gave him the Eye of Agamotto, so Agamotto could start to help him. The Eye also has some other powers that are really going to come in handy for Doctor Strange. The Eye can bend and manipulate time and space, and one could see how this could definitely benefit Doctor Strange, especially during the Multiverse Saga, where it's going to be at in Doctor Strange 3. Going back in time will definitely help Doctor Strange. Plus, he can move through space as well, but another thing that the Eye of Agamotto does is allows him to open portals to other dimensions. This could also really be useful if, in the MCU, they decide that it can go into other universes. And in fact, I think that it might be able to based off of what we've seen in Deadpool and Wolverine, the latest trailer. We saw that Cassandra Nova has a sling ring and was able to open up a portal. We also know that she's a big multiversal threat right now, so perhaps she has found a way to use the portals that the sling rings open to actually go into other universes. If the TVA and Kang, who is a human, can figure out a way to do it with technology, then I'm sure they could figure out a way to do it with magic. So if this all happens, it looks like Doctor Strange could be traveling throughout the multiverse, which we already knew was going to happen thanks to Clea and the Black Priest, but now it looks like he's going to be able to do it on his own, well, kind of, with the help of Agamotto, but not with the help of the Black Priest. This could lead us to some pretty cool multiverse jumping, hopefully a lot cooler than we got in Multiverse Madness, where they went through a bunch of different universes in about 20 seconds. But most importantly, this is really going to give Doctor Strange a lot of insight on what is actually happening with the multiverse. And ultimately, with Doctor Strange 3, like I said, he is going to realize that Kang is actually the cause behind the multiverse being destroyed. And this will put him in a great position to be one of the main characters in Avengers Secret Wars, which we know he is going to be. In fact, if he really can jump between universes, then he could be the character to bring a lot of different universes, a lot of different heroes from those universes together to make the big multiversal Avengers team. This is what it seems like Doctor Strange 3 is shaping up to be. If this excites you, please let me know in the comments down below, and if it doesn't, let me know why in the comments down below. Please don't forget to like this video and subscribe so you can stay up to date with all the latest MCU news and rumors. If you subscribe and leave a comment, you are automatically entered in our giveaway for a chance to win a PS5 and Xbox Series X. We pick a winner at the end of each month, and the winner picks one item. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Instagram, and Twitter, and as always, thank you all so much for watching. Woof woof.